I'm Kel Lynette, welcoming the West High Class of 1970 to its 50th high school reunion, albeit a year later than originally planned. We at Cruising KCFI hope you enjoy the music and events of your senior year.
June 5th, 1851, Harriet Beecher Stowe publishes Uncle Tom's Cabin. June 5th, 1981, the first AIDS cases are reported in Los Angeles. June 5th, 1970, a Los Angeles area band makes the big time. Charles Wright is a doo-wop singer from the 1950s who has now formed the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band, and their Love Land kicks off our countdown from Friday, June 5th, 1970. Even though the British invasion has been over for 4 years, there are still 7 records on today's Top 20 from British artists. Vanity Fair at number 19 is a quintet from Kent, England.
Hitching a ride, gotta get me home. Cupid satisfied.
Vanity Fair made it up to number 11 last January with Early in the Morning, and now have Hitchin' a Ride debuting on the chart today at number 19. The Beatles have already broken up, but they still are on the chart today at number 18. George Harrison said he enjoyed being a Beatle, but now he wants more than that out of life.
Yeah, I think fame is a good thing in terms of giving you heightened experience, or at least more experience, but then it's what you do with that, or what that uncovers. I think for me, you know, as I say, I realize I want to, you know, I just want more. This isn't it. You know, fame is not the goal. Money, you know, although money's nice to have, it can buy you a bit of freedom. You know, you can go to the Bahamas when you want, but it doesn't. It's not the answer, and the answer, you know, is how to get peace of mind and how to be happy. That's really what we're supposed to be here for.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Thank you.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
The Beatles' Let It Be spent 4 weeks at number one and is still hanging in there at number 18. Coming up, the Windy City awaits.
Welcome back, West High Class of 1970. We at Cruisin' KCFI hope you have been enjoying your 50th class reunion, and these songs are bringing back memories of your senior year. Memories like that 1969 East-West football game at the Sloan Wallace Stadium. Jerry Moses ruined your fun that night, didn't he? But the fun continues now with the rest of our countdown.
June 5th, 1917. 10 million American men sign up for the World War I draft. June 5th, 1959. Bob Dylan graduates from high school. June 5th, 1970. The brassy sound of Chicago hits the top 20 for the first time. At number 17 this week, Make Me Smile is the first of 43 top 20 hits Chicago will have on the American charts. Do you remember where you were 2 years ago tonight?
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there. Thank you.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
No!
Is that possible?
No!
It's good.
Everybody
else. Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man, a Kennedy campaign manager, and possibly shot in the head. I am right here. Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot.
That's it, Rafer. Get it.
Get
the gun, Rafer.
Get the gun.
Okay, now hold on to the guy. Hold on to him. Hold on to him, ladies and gentlemen. Hold him. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Diana Ross left the Supremes earlier this year and now has a solo career going with Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand at number 16. It's also the number one rhythm and blues single this week. Well, for those of us without dates tonight, let's check out TV. Channel 9 has The Flying Nun, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, Here Come the Brides, and Love American Style. Maybe Channel 7 is more to your liking. They have The High Chaparral, The Brady Bunch, The Name of the Game, and a documentary called Controversy on Campus. Channel 2 is showing their own documentary with The Senate and the War, followed by Hogan's Heroes and the 1950 Humphrey Bogart movie In a Lonely Place. I think I'll just go to my room with my radio and listen for countdown song number 15 from Bobby Martin.
When he opens the door, says I'm home, be aware of the look in his eyes. They tell you the mood he's in. What kind of day it's been for the love of him, making you reason for living. Give all the love you can give him, all the love you can. There'll be times when he won't say a word, something you said, a gentle touch of your hand tells him you understand. For the love of him, making you reason for living, give all the love you can give him, all the love you can. Little things he forgets to do. Have you told him today I love you? When he reaches out, be there. Show him that someone cares. He's a man and a man has to try. Let him run, let him fall, let him cry. His world won't fall apart. Take him into your heart. For the love of him, making you reason for living, give all the love you can give him, all the love you can. For the love of him, making you reason for living, give all
For the Love of Him puts Bobby Martin into the top 20 at number 15 for the first time since 1964. Coming up, some awful pretty movie music. Welcome back, West High Class of 1970. We at Cruisin' KCFI hope you have been enjoying your 50th class reunion, and these songs are bringing back memories of your senior year. June 5th, 1934, Walt Disney is granted a trademark for Mickey Mouse. June 5th, 1977, Alice Cooper's pet snake dies after it was bitten by a rat it was trying to eat. June 5th, 1970, a song from a major motion picture is at number 14.
Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend till the end of the day? Just I and my friend, we'll travel for miles in our Saturday smile. Then we'll move on, but we will remember long after Saturday's gone.
Come Saturday morning, come Saturday morning,
come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday last more than half of the day? Just I and my friend, dressed up in our rings and our Saturday things. Saturday's gone. Come Saturday morning, come Saturday's morning, come Saturday's morning.
Sandpipers Come Saturday Morning is from the movie The Sterile Cuckoo. It was nominated for Best Song from a Motion Picture, but lost out to For All We Know from the film Lovers and Other Strangers. New group The Ides of March are at number 13 today. Band vocalist Jim Paterick says his family encouraged him as a child.
My dad, I think, was the spark lighter. And my sisters. My dad was a sax player, although he's what we call a weekend warrior in today's lingo. He worked the phone company by day in Chicago, and on the weekends he had a kind of a polka band called the Hi-Hatters. And I used to, you know, go see him play like I was only 5 years old, but he'd be playing these weddings and bar mitzvahs and, you know, VFW clubs, and I'd watch him play and see how all the girls seem to flap around him, you know, I like that.
Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. You got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I think I'll take you to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. Heaven, you know I love.
The Ides of March will spend 9 weeks in the top 20 with Vehicle, but they will never get there again. There are just a handful of celebrities getting older today. Hop along Cassidy himself. William Boyd is now 75. Pro Football Hall of Famer Art Donovan is turning 45 today. A Statler brother, Don Reed, is celebrating number 25 today, while Kenny G is wowing them with his saxophone at his 14th birthday party. It's not known if Tom Jones can play the sax, but he sure can sing.
Thank you. woman. I can remember a woman. Warm were her kisses and tender was she, lying there in my arms. Why did you deceive me so? What devil inside made you go when I needed you most of all? Oh, daughter of darkness, stay out of my life, my life. You took my heart, you broke it apart. Heaven, we had our own kind of heaven, sharing together the magic of love in a world of our own. Then, oh, so suddenly you were gone. The love I depended upon disappeared when you went.
Tom Jones will have 45 top 20 hits around the world, and Daughter of Darkness is the eighth one he's had in America, and it's our number 12 record. Another new group, The Marmalade, sits at number 11 today. Marmalade is an unusual name, and founding member Junior Campbell says their manager is the one that came up with that name.
And he walked in, they said, I've got a name. We said, what is it? He said, the Marmalade, and we fell about. We sort of rolled around the floor for hours laughing. We couldn't believe it. We said, keep them happy. We'll kid them, we like it. But then we thought about it, and it seemed quite a good idea. It was very important at the time, because it then gave us everything we needed. At that time, to sell the commercial proposition, we needed everything in our favour. We were all young, so we needed a name. We needed a sort of commercial name, so... What better than something that stares you in the face every morning when you get out of your bed?
The changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
All my sorrow.
Oh, my crying.
Reflections of My Life will be the Marmalade's only American hit, but they'll crack the British top 10 8 different times. Coming up, the Fab Four's Swan Song. Hello, West High Class of 1970, to your 50th class reunion. I'm Kelvin F., hoping you're enjoying your weekend, much like you enjoyed your senior year with the Wahawk wrestling team. Remember that? How about that 13-0 regular season and the second place finish at state? Keep having fun, folks, as the music of your life continues. June 5th, 1927. Johnny Weissmuller sets world swimming records in the 100-yard and 200-yard freestyles. June 5th, 1957, the NHL awards franchises to the Minnesota North Stars, the California Golden Seals, and the Los Angeles Kings. June 5th, 1970, the Beatles have their last song on the charts.
The long and winding road. Disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to
Winding Road will reach number one in a couple of weeks, giving the Beatles one of their 47 worldwide number one hits. What's going on in the news, you ask? Well, tonight's Courier headlines tell us battles rage in Cambodia. Jobless rate rises to 5%. And Gates Park Pool opens Saturday. Ah, the Gates Park Pool. Turning back the hands of time, I can just see me there.
I could turn back the hands of time.
I could turn back the hands of time.
Oh, baby.
Yes, I could turn back the hands of time.
Oh, darling, I can't hold out much longer. But the pain is getting deep. All the hurt keep getting stronger. But if I had just one more try, I would be alone until the day I die, and we would have a love so divine if I could turn back the hands of time. Just realize without it I can't go on. Cause for you're the other half that makes my life complete. If I had one more chance, we'd have a love so sweet. And leaving would be the last thing on my mind if I could turn back the hand of time.
Number 9, Turn Back the Hands of Time, is Tyrone Davis's second top 10 pop hit and his third in a row on the R&B charts. Back in 1966, the Temptations had a big hit with Get Ready. Now another Motown group has that same song in the top 10 at number 8.
We'll be right back.
The Temptations, Get Ready, petered out at number 29 on the charts, but Rare Earth version will hit number 1 next month. Are you making your plans to be at Hawks Stadium this Sunday for a special game? The California Cuties will be taking on the Larry Lang Ford team in a fundraising softball game. Now, the California Cuties are a team made up of men dressed as women. That's a can't-miss afternoon of excitement at the old ball yard. Hey, let's go into the break today with countdown song number 7 and Joe Cocker.
You got time to tell no faster. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Oh, my baby, she wrote me a letter. I don't care how much I got to scan now. Oh, I'm gonna find my way back home again.
Joe Cocker's been having hits in his native England for a couple years now, but The Letter is his first American top 10 hit at number 7. Coming up, looking for love in all the right places. I'm Kelvin F. welcoming the West High Class of 1970 to its 50th high school reunion, albeit a year later than originally planned.
We at Cruising KCFI hope you enjoy the music and events of your senior year.
June 5th, 1967, the Six-Day War between Israel and Egypt begins. June 5th, 1974, Sly Stone marries Kathy Silva on stage at a concert. June 5th, 1970, Sly and Kathy are finding love on a two-way street. Number six today, The Moments, Love on a Two-Way Street, was co-written by Sylvia Robinson. She was the Sylvia in Mickey and Sylvia's fame of Love is Strange. I'm Keldon F., and at number five this week is the Poppy Family. Susan Jacks is lead vocalist of the group and says this record was first written with a completely different title.
And it was called Which Way Going, Buddy? And it was sung from a friend of mine sang the demo, a guy friend of mine. It was from a guy's perspective, and I didn't really like it much because it sounded not right from a guy's perspective. I mean, what guy goes, which way going, buddy, can I go to? It was just, and all the girls my age would go, ew, what a loser, you know? Because I was only 19 at that point.
Which way? Going, Billy? Can I go to?
Family won't stay around much longer after Which Way You Going, Billy, but Susan Jack's husband, Terry, will have a million seller in 4 years with a song called Seasons in the Sun. Coming up, a funny man gets serious. Welcome back, West High Class of 1970. We at Cruisin' KCFI hope you have been enjoying your 50th class reunion, and these songs are bringing back memories of your senior year. We are back with the top four songs from June 5th, 1970. At number four today is next week's number one record. Ray Stevens says this is a very special song for him.
The song itself, after I waded through all the bad ideas and there was this much crumpled paper on the floor around the piano, when I hit on the idea, it pretty fast. But I think what set it up so well was the fact that we took a portable recording machine to my two daughters' school, recorded their class singing Jesus Loves the Little Children, and we spliced that onto the front of the recording, bridged the splice with a big string chord, and it really set it up.
Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way, under God's heaven find a way. There is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds, we must let our thoughts be free. For every eye that passes by, you know the world gets a little bit old. That beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. Sing it, children. The length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. Straighten it out in your mind.
Everything is Beautiful will win two Grammys. Ray Stevens won for Best Male Pop Performance and Best Inspirational Performance. And number three today is last week's chart topper. Legend has it that the Guess Who came up with American Woman quite by accident. Randy Bachman apparently was tuning his guitar on stage in Ontario and accidentally came up with that opening riff. Well, the rest of the band joined in, and Burton Cummings then made up the lyrics on the spot. The record at number two today is no accident. It is a huge hit.
Going up around the bend.
At number two, Creedence Clearwater Revival now has six consecutive top five hits with Up Around the Bend. Now let's see what tops our chart this week. It's a track from an album that won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year in 1970. This single was written during a party when guests began banging on piano benches to set the rhythm. A tape recorder was turned on, and these guys then had the makings of a huge hit. The subject of the song actually is based on the patron saint of music in the Catholic Church. It is Friday, June 5th, 1970, and this is number one. At number one today, Cecilia is a track from Simon & Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water album. And like the Beatles, Simon & Garfunkel are in the process now of breaking up, but they will get back together for a while later in the 70s. With Paul and Art at number one here, let's see who has the number one record in England. No kidding, it is a song recorded by the England World Cup soccer team.
Still hear them roaring, and we'll give all we've got to give for the fight.
Back Home is the number one celebration record by the England World Cup soccer team, as they were the defending champions at the time. A shout out to the West High Class of 1970's 50th reunion. I'm Kel Enough from Cruising KCFI, bringing back all those songs you loved so much. It may not be as exciting as the variety show Spinning Dimensions, but we do our best. Remember, if you're from out of town, you can still tune in to KCFI on your computer or phone. Hey, enjoy the rest of your weekend.